Welcome to the very first episode of the McNaught Cool podcast. I am your hostess, Sarah McCool, and this episode is entitled White Girls Are Terrible.
And my first guest, or my first co-host, we'll see how this goes.
You can't fire me!
do you want to use your, you can make up a pseudonym if you would like.
I don't need no stinking pseudonym. This is Kimberly Mays. Oh. That's M-A-Y-S.
You're out. So we're going to be talking about how race affects things like victim blaming, social mobility, entitlement, attractiveness, and why white girls are so terrible. Basing this on my extensive time researching with the white community, white girl community. Spent a lot of time on that.
And being a white girl.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And as a white girl myself.
Now, I feel terrible saying that white girls are terrible.
Well, I feel racist saying that white girls are terrible. I feel like we should be talking about why black girls are so terrible.
No.
Because isn't it just highlighting white girls again? It's just making us special. We're so terrible. Oh, yes. We're just talking. We have to talk about us. You know, we're not talking about you and
okay,
why you're
okay, that's a
so,
good point.
Why you're so terrible. Because I have a list here.
No, I think my list should be why I'm so awesome. Because as a black girl, I don't get enough play with awesomeness.
Sure, maybe.
Really, like, how often are people like, black girls are awesome? Like, never.
There's got to be an example.
So now I no longer feel bad saying white girls are terrible.
All right. Okay. So it's not racist to say white girls are terrible.
No.
Really?
I think maybe it's not a racial thing I feel bad about. Maybe I feel bad being a woman saying other women are bad. Maybe that's what's bothering me.
Huh.
Although I do love me a white girl. I mean, I hang with plenty of you.
Yeah, you have a high tolerance for white girls,
I do.
As evidence in hanging out with me and doing this show, obviously there is a high tolerance. So why do you think white girls are terrible?
Because, number one, this is on me. Jealousy. I'm going to just put it out there. Jealousy.
Of my white lady hair.
Your white lady hair.
This is all I have going for me. I live with my mom.
I feel like the whole world wants you. Mm-hmm. And I feel like no one in the world wants me. Mm-hmm. And I resent you for it.
Mm-hmm. Weight complicates that issue, though. No. I mean, you have to have thought of that, though. No? I mean, previous to when I brought it up.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're thinking about like the mom in Gilbert Grape. She still has it like better than you. This is interesting.
Okay. No.
I sound like a racist. I mean, you know, someone like she could get it.
Okay.
You know, someone say that to like the mom in Gilbert Grape.
But like, I see what you're saying. I think of her and I go, okay, yeah, right. Like she's not as valued. However, she could move from that station to this station where I have no movement.
Brain melt.
Unless I go Michael Jackson.
Yes.
And bleach it.
Yes. Yes. I think we mind melded because I was thinking that just maybe along the same lines though, but she still has those resources, maybe more resources to make her chunky ass thinner than a black woman would.
Who yeah. knows?
These are broad generalizations we're making.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm just saying, like, I feel like the whole... I have never felt like the whole world wants me. I have felt like, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that it doesn't. I'm not saying the whole world doesn't want me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, when obesity does take away from the whole world wanting you, I mean, to a large degree, regardless of, you know, people's different preferences, I think, you know, weight takes away from my value and privilege in the white male gaze, you know, and like I have, you know, you were talking about like how you know, or the resentment or anger at white women, mm-hmm. like and even like lighter skin women, maybe like the anger at, or hatred I have for like, you know, thin women. It, you know, if I see a dark skinned woman, like dark as night, but she has flat abs, like in my world, I feel like she has the world. Like I feel like, you know, that I don't have. And I know I'm not accurate. I know that, you know, but...
Yeah, so. But what about, like, the, you know, okay, she's 15, she's thin, she's hot, and, like, in 15 more years, what if she's, like, fat? Like, she's kind of lost her place in the world, but then she could regain her status again. Like,
There's more mobility, there's limited. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about, like, we're really putting in, I mean, you know, feminists could be very angry at us. Like, yeah. We're really prioritizing, like, a certain preference, you know, of a certain gaze of people instead True. Of like ignoring like it. But it's hard as straight women to like ignore like the male gaze. I would say there's this dating site and they analyzed all the data on there and they found out that you know, black women send out the most messages and they get the least response.
You know, and, everyone hates me.
And they found out that like everyone likes white guys and like even Asian and Latino women like white guys the most. Okay, so jealousy, yes, everyone wants us. But do you think that do you feel like Asian women are terrible?
A little bit.
That's hilarious.
It's like it's ascending scale of like white girls at top, number two is Asians, then Latinos, then like American Indian or something, and then black women at the very bottom, like the dregs.
So why do you feel that black women aren't like sought after and fetishized, or you know, I always wonder that myself.
People are always telling us that we're not, like, what was the, do you remember that thing on the internet, like, was it a couple years ago where some guy said he did a study that showed that black women aren't married because we're the least attractive people, and then, like, it got pulled off the internet or something, and I'm just like, really? Come on! Like, and then the thing you just found on, what was it, OkCupid Trends, that, like, black women are sending all the messages, but don't nobody want to hear from them, like, just,
I feel like if I was a white dude, I would be, like, solely dating black women. I would be, like, Robert De Niro or
Bill Yeah.
I really feel like I would... I guess I'm racist in the opposite way. That's all I can say. In terms of, like, the OkCupid stuff and all the, you know, the stuff they have, okay, and the way they, you know, they analyze all this data, and, like, they have a lot of questions on there. And I came across this question the other day through my friend's OkCupid account. My friend has an OkCupid account. They ask a question, like, not, you know, not being racist, but what race do you find most attractive?
Really?
Yeah. And I, you want to know which one I said?
Did you say Negro?
No, I did not say Negro. I said Latino because it's true.
They are hot. Yeah.
I wouldn't say they're the hottest. I would say. Or that I'm most, I guess it's most attracted to. It's not what is empirically hottest. Yeah. I feel that Latinos can be proven empirically the hottest.
Oh, well, I was going to say, like anything, there are definitely some like, ooh, you ugly, even though you're Latino, like, because that's just with anything. There's like,
certainly, but
your hot ones and your ugly ones, like. I was watching some like gang show the other day, and they had some Hispanic gang on there, and I was like, "Ooh, sexy. Hey baby, hey what's up?" And then they got to this one, I was like, "Ooh, no, no."
He probably looks like a nice guy. He'd be nice to you, didn't he?
Yeah.
He probably had a nice shirt on.
No go.
He probably let you take you out to dinner and treat you like a lady. Yeah, I know that guy's terrible. That guy's the worst. But then someone I know. Checked a friend of mine, like a guy, who I know is not racist at all, and I hopefully doesn't listen to this because he's probably gonna know who he is, but I'm not saying your name, but is not racist, like the most, but he put white women, like he's most attractive white women, and I immediately thought of like, what the, it was weird to me.
Why?
Because of the whole, so we're upset that, like, no one's, I mean, in this environment, like, no one's responding to black women and they're putting that out there. So, what is that about? I mean,
But let me ask, who are the black women reaching out to? Are they reaching out to other black dudes? Are they reaching out to other black dudes?
If black women reached out to me, they would get responses. They would get a lot of responses. That would be different. And that whole thing would be a lot different. They'd be like, why the fuck is this white person keep contacting me? But anyway.
Block. Yeah. Wah,
wah. All right. So,
but like, are they reaching out to white men and getting rejected? Are they reaching out to black men and getting rejected?
It's overall. They're reaching out to everyone.
See, that does make
sense. I am assuming that. I think that. So are you saying if they're solely reaching out to black men, they said they send, it was like they send out the most messages and they get back the least. That's how they phrase it. But you're saying if it was just the black men, it wouldn't be as sad as everybody.
Yeah.
And I feel that. But I think it's everybody because they were looking at, like, you know, how everyone likes white guys the most. They said that white guys get, like, so much. I don't understand.
I love a white guy.
I love a white guy, but I love a blah, blah guy. Like, blah, blah, or whatever guy. That sounded terrible. It sounded like I was going to say black guy, but I was just trying to say I love any...
Well, yes, okay. I should say that.
Any guy who...
I love any guy.
Or...
What is this, mob-wise?
Does not have a job. Is selfish.
Because that, honest to God, was one of the women's, like, she wanted to make, like, a dating profile, and she was like, have you done federal prison time?
She wanted that?
Yeah, that's why I was like, is this an episode of Mob Wives? What just happened?
Any guy that looks busted and, like, he would treat me terribly.
Right, yeah. Yes. Yeah. I like...
I got it, yeah. Is that...
Any guy, first of all, I'm open to everyone, but I do love a white guy because that's my own sick fetish of trying to find myself a beetle and make babies with them. Uh-huh. That's all.
Because you just want a really adorable mochaccino baby.
Yeah.
Many people want
I want a man that has shaggy hair. Maybe he's from Liverpool. I don't know.
That's just weird.
It's not a requirement.
It's just weird and gross. Anyway.
It's not.
There's a... Anyway, never mind.
But at least I figured out why I like white guys so much.
Do we want to know?
It's because my love of that band.
You're treating them as, like, not people, though.
Yes, absolutely right.
Sounds good. That's why we're friends.
And no, yeah.
Why do you think black men want to date white women?
Hearing a lot growing up why black men like white women is because white women will go along with anything. That they're just, they'll let you walk all over them, they'll let you take all their money, and a black woman will not tolerate that. That's why black men like white women. Like, you guys kind of make yourselves doormats.
Why?
I think, in general, black women have a reputation of this neck wagging, okay, finger pointing, nigga, not up in here, and, like, where white women are seen as, like, okay, honey, it's my last $50, but if you need it, take it. Mm-hmm. And there's this sense that, like, I can get away with murder on a white girl where, you know, this black bitch, I'm gonna have to hear her mouth about how late I've been out, who I've been with, and, you know, who's your friend, who's that girl, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but that's like so ridiculous, though, to me, because, I mean, we're...
I'm not,
like,
saying it's right.
I mean, like, it's just, so, I mean, you know that all the, you know, the white women I hang out with are, like, not, they are the most, like naggy, neurotic.
None,
like,
of my white girls roll like that.
No, it's just, like, ridiculous. Like,
but I think that's men, what? Black men's perception of you is that you're weak.
But I find that very, very interesting because that whole, like, wasn't there, like, I don't know if it was Beyonce song or some song that was, like, you know, being or the idea of being a down ass chick or something, being a down ass chick. I remember being like, I remember feeling, and I remember my, like, even, you know, my boyfriend at the time was like, you know, that I'd never be like that. I will never be that woman. I will never be someone who's, like, hiding guns for her man or something like that. And I felt bad. I felt like, you know, I felt the exact opposite of that scenario. And I feel like white women will... I mean, these are generalizations. I mean...
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, I don't understand where that comes from, because I feel like white women will put up with sometimes a whole mess less. Because, you know, all black women are fine with hiding guns. Because
you use
guns, and that's just the way...
I can't wait to be a welfare mother and hide weapons.
Yeah, so, you know, there's that.
Maybe it's some type of, like, historical perception of you guys.
Like, Asians, like, hee hee hee.
Yes.
And so, white woman's like, oh.
Yes. Oh. That is your lily white woman sitting on the porch and, like, you know.
Gentle or something.
So someone get her a seat because it's hot. She's going to pass out. She just you need to be taken such care of that makes you look weak, where no one's ever taken care of the black woman because she's washing the clothes, she's watching your damn kids, her kids, she's tilling the fields, she never gets a break. But like, you are like, oh my god, so hot, I have to sit
and
down.
That, but that goes into traditional gender roles, though, of supporting, like, men want someone that, you know, they can take care of, or they can rescue, or they come after, you know. And I think that's interesting, because I don't want to support those.
I think you just hit it right there. I think that, like, kind of historical thing of, like, black woman always caring for someone, therefore she can't be taken care of, so I'm not interested.
She doesn't need it.
She doesn't need it. Where, ooh, you look like you need saving. Here I am.
So basically, like, slavery really fucked up dating for black women.
Yes. Yeah. I think now that you say that, like, I never thought of it in terms of, like, gender roles and, like, that feeling of needing to take care of someone, and how a certain segment of the population was put in a position where there was no care for them. Yeah. Like, they took care of the black men who were slaves. They took care of the people in the house, the babies,
black people took, black men and black women took care of people.
Yes.
They took care of people. And so in that way, that kind of destroyed or impacted, like, the dating future of black women who want to be, like, let's say, bottoms or what have you. Okay, so, like, white women are, like, the most beautiful or what have you, and the society thinks of us as that way.
Because you're the other half of the who's got the power, white men. You're their other half. They kind of crowned you the queens, and
white men. So, like, it's all the judgment of the white
men. This the shit right here, and then every other dude was like,
but why are other men listening to white guys then? I mean,
they've got the power.
Don't Asians have power? Don't Chinese people have power?
They do karate?
Oh, wait.
No, do not put that
in. Ching chong ding ding ding. Is that what you said? Is that what you said, Kim? That's what I heard. I heard you say that.
Best friends is Asian. I just want to put that.
Okay, yeah, I'm really happy now, because I can basically say anything the fuck I want now, because you've established what a horrible person you are.
I think Asian women have power. I think Asian men do not have power.
What?
Because no one wants an Asian man either. Mm. And I believe that was in a study somewhere. Like, the least marryable people, black women and Asian men.
What?
Yeah, I'm not lying. Look this shit up.
Quote study.
Yeah.
Who is this done by? A white guy.
I almost want to say it was an Asian guy. I could be wrong.
But how do they?
I think this is the same study that got pulled off the internet, because he basically was like, black women are ugly. That's why no one wants them. Mm-hmm. And
well, we could talk about opposite gender roles, but like, if white women are such a prized possession, and like, we're so beautiful and everyone wants us, and our nice white lady hair, like, why do we have, like, the lowest fucking self-esteem? Like, you know, we have, like, the lowest self-esteem ever. Like, I was staying in these women's house, or, you know, on a trip once, and, like, these were young, thin, white women. No one had slashed their face or anything like that. And they, in their bathroom, they had a sticker by the mirror that read, "You are not ugly." So every day they have to see this, like, the self-affirmation that you are not ugly. And to me, like, I'm all about, like, you know, silly, you know, self-affirmations, like, you are beautiful, you're awesome, but, like, you are not ugly is so much fucking different than, like, you are beautiful. And I'm just thinking, like, this is ridiculous that these women are, like, why women go to crazy town like that? Like, I mean,
because you guys also have a reputation for that, so I'm kidding.
Not with black men.
I think that it's like, if you're maybe a type A personality, and it's like, you're so used to achieving, at a certain point that becomes hard to maintain. And I think at a certain point, even though you're like, oh, you're the queen because you're a white girl, it's also hard for you to keep that up, if that makes any sense, because you are also expected to keep up to this, like, model of this is what you are supposed to look like. You should look like Megan Fox, or you should look like Zooey Deschanel, or you should, and if you don't, then I can only imagine what, like, for me, that's not a problem. I love Zooey Deschanel, but I know never in a million years I ain't gonna get there, because we just, it's not gonna happen.
Well, that's,
but like for you, that could,
I'm supposed to be like this.
Yeah.
And that's the only way there is. And
then if you're not,
that's
it's like,
I'm supposed to be that.
You're ugly. Like, I'm not ugly because I'm not, you know, I don't know. Who's another white girl?
But what about, I mean, like, but what about, you're not even represented in the media, then black women aren't even represented in the media, though. How should that affect them? Is it just like you're out of the game, or, I mean, or like, I mean, are they represented much less and less nuanced?
Less, and, like, the models that come in my head for, like, black women are, and I kind of, I think I miss the Halle Berry boat, because she's older than me. She's like, what is she, 40-something?
Yeah.
So I think I missed kind of being in a segment that passed her and was like, oh, like, you know, I'd see everybody, but it didn't matter what color they were, what gender, salivate over her because she is stunning. And, but I never kind of felt like, you know, oh, well then I feel inadequate because I can never look like her. I never got that with her. But when Beyonce hit the scene, who's actually younger than me, I completely had this like mental breakdown around her where like, oh, I should look like her and I don't, you know, I don't have hips like that. I don't have thighs like that. I can't dance like that. I don't wear 5-inch heels. I don't have a fan blowing my hair around. I'm not light skinned like that. Like that, therefore I was ugly because she was salivated over by everyone. Black, white, men, women just thought she was super stunning. And because I am in her group and could look like her and don't, made me feel so like, oh, I'm a turd because I'm not her.
Because it's like, this is like, you should, there's this implied thing of you should look like this.
Yes.
Like with, you know, when you should look like this.
Yes. You and should look like Angelina Jolie or, you know, I can't think of all the other white girls that are out there. This is your marker. And if you're not meeting that, then even though you're a white girl, even though, you know, you're a queen, you're still not doing what you need to do.
Well, you should, because you are queen. You need to, why don't you look like this? Like, what is your what is your fucking problem?
Yeah. Why does Honey Boo Boo's mom look like that? She's a white girl. Like, she's not doing the work.
I don't feel like you ever explained, like, why, like, you know, if you were friends with a white guy and, like, he answered a question like, what race does he find most attractive? And you put white women, that wouldn't like make you feel weird, or it may,
I would feel like,
okay, maybe that's what I'm like,
he didn't pick me,
but
like,
that, and I am that person. I was like, oh, so what is my view?
But like, does that make him racist then? Like,
so, but okay, if.
Because I guess it's kind of the same as, like, people who don't date outside their race. Does that mean they're racist because they don't date outside of their race?
I mean, maybe they...
Hell, I don't even know if I've ever dated in my race, but... It's a whole nother topic.
Oh, no, 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 no! It's the last time that we dated someone of our race. When was that? That was a long time ago. In the 90s.
I don't say high school.
Long time ago. No, but it's like, okay, so we're thinking that it's fucked up that, like, you know, on a dating site out of all races, like, no one is responding to black women. And, like, I think that's fucked up. I think that's racist, right? But then, is it racist? I don't know.
That is hard. Because if I think of it on a personal level, I can kind of get behind it more, to just be like, I myself don't think Asian dudes are hot, which is still not true because I do, but but then, like, for it to, like, to take it larger level, that is definitely saying something.
This is really intense for me. And that's what my head, I couldn't get around for so many years. Like, I couldn't, like, wrap my brain around that, like, you know, am I brainwashed by society because these are my personal tastes? Because now I feel like, you know, it's not racist if you only want to date a certain race. Like, I don't think it's racist. I think it's shallow and immature and not really treating people like humans, but I don't necessarily think it's racist. But it just shows something on your taste, I guess, but that you have shallow, immature taste. Okay, so on, I totally get, like, on a personal level, I have my own choices, right? We have my own agency. You have your own choices, I have my own choices. But then when we see these statistics of, like, no one likes fat women, no one likes black, I mean, it's like, well, how do you, that's to me, that's like a weird area.
It's like how much of your personal decisions are informed by these larger group societal decisions of, like, we don't like fat people because they're gross. We don't like, you know, black women because they're gross or whatever, like... How much of your personal decision is informed by the, like, the we, you know what I mean? Man. Before it gets to you going.
I think that I can make the argument that people don't like fat people because it's easy to be fat and we want what's hard and, you know, we want what's scarce.
I feel like I've worked for this.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, that it's harder to be thin and therefore it's more prized. Whereas, like, but that, so why doesn't that work with, like, black women? Because you're more elusive, you're not available. That's true. You know,
black people only make up, what, 13% of the population in America?
That sounds like a lot to me. I thought it was even less than that, actually. Damn.
I think it jumped up from 12 to 13%.
Why do I think you guys are the same population as gay people? Maybe because I don't read anything.
Wait, what's the gay population?
It's like 9, I thought.
Oh, I thought it was like 5.
No.
I'm so informed.
What? No. Like,
yeah, but then out of 13%, we're like, well, what, 6% something.
So you're rare.
So, like,
you're
yeah.
You're a special gem.
We are special gems.
Rare special gem.
Yeah. I think, okay. So, like, we're talking about how, like, white girls, like, you guys have this image that you need to, like, you need to be like Zooey Deschanel. You need to be like Angelina Jolie. I think... Not that black women need to be, but going back to, like, how we're perceived, like, how we're the, like, neck waving, finger pointing, oh no, nothing but attitude, that we're super ghetto, we've all got 5 kids, and just, like, see, these really bad, like...
5 kids, though, that's awesome. That's something that I'm never gonna have. Oh, anyway. Never mind. Face.
Well, she's got 5 kids by 5 different guys or whatever, and 2 of those guys are locked up, of course. Like, who would want that? I wouldn't want to date that if that's your perception of that segment of people, which is what I think everyone perceives
then that's because there's no nuanced portrayal of... There's no nuanced portrayal of women.
If you're outside of that, then you're an Oreo. So, you know, you're not black enough if you're not the welfare mother with 5 babies.
I almost did something really racist on the way over here.
Which is
there
weird.
Was a young...
Were you wearing blackface?
No. Not on the way over.
Before.
But, why would you even think that? Think that? Like, Sarah, were you wearing blackface again? No, that's... You've been told that's not a good idea. And maybe it's the equivalent of blackface. I was in the grocery store and there was like a young, maybe like not necessarily black, like Latino and black maybe guy, and he was young and he was coming crying. He made a sign to me, like, and I don't he made a
like,
gang sign. No. He made some sign to me where I thought he was just trying to tell me he was moving baskets or something like that. But it also looked like I don't know. And then I put my music on, which was like this Method Man and Red Man song. And I remember being like, I rolled down my window and I was like, I should be like make a sign at him. And I'm like, why the fuck? And then I thought about that. Like, I thought if I was in a parking lot and someone was like listening to Coldplay and they saw me and they were like, hey, you know,
go
I would
cheese.
Be like, yeah, I'd be like, I just like, it was just hilarious. We were like, Sarah, you're so fucked up. Like, why were you like, hey, I'm gonna bond with this young black guy because I'm listening to Method Man. Obviously.
Right.
But I have a hilarious story though about that, because one time I was hanging out, it was actually at 9/11, I was substitute teaching and I was working with this black woman who was older than me, and then a black woman that was like my age, and we were hanging out, and I guess I'm always in Pittsburgh, I look like a weirdo, I guess, and the young, or the black woman who was my age, she was like, I know what you like. I know what kind of music you like. You like Lenny Kravitz, don't you? And I was just like, oh, fuck you. I was like, really? Really? So that is why when someone calls me a hipster, I'm like, yeah, awesome, because all I've gotten before is like, you like Lenny Kravitz, and that was not cool, because I was like, does that mean right. I'm like Lisa Bonet? Or does that mean I'm a dirty hippie?
I was gonna say, you're like some hippie girl. It's I love granola.
I was so sad when she said that. I was like, what I look like? I look like I like Outkast. Yeah, that's what I like. Oh, Lenny, what? I was like, really? Oh God, it would have been better if she would have said something like, you know, like, you look like you like Nirvana.
Oh, okay.
Great. That's awesome. That's true.
Yeah.
But, like, that was just, that hurt.
Well, come on. Lenny had, like, one or two good songs. Plus, he's real pretty.
I don't care about that. I don't like dreads. I don't like dreads.
When he doesn't have them anymore.
Yeah, it's okay, but I just don't like dreads at all, like, on anyone at any time ever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. People think I'm racist because of that.
Racist. Like Brad
Paisley. Can we please talk
about I refuse to talk, because that's all that is internet bait. That is
I'll
such
forgive you your
bait.
Chains. If you forgive me my chains. Thanks, LL. Well, that was great. It's really helpful.
All that was for clicks. That was just clicks. It was just internet bait.
Can I tell you that song's been in my head all day long since this morning?
What do you think about
GMA
this?
Played it.
I have not listened to it.
Because it's the worst song in the world.
I'm glad it won't leave.
An earworm got in and it won't leave.
Did you learn anything from the song? Your brain wasn't open. You didn't.
Not
your
at
mind
all.
Wasn't open.
I just felt like, of course, here we go again. White people don't want to take any responsibility for the privileged place that they have in the world. They just want to say, I wasn't there, I didn't do it.
Oh yeah.
And
so it was fucked
the black
up.
Person's supposed to just go, that's cool, I'll forgive you the shackles if you let me wear two chains. No. That song is a car wreck.
I hate that. Why do white people who are trying to move, why do they always have to go there? They're like, I didn't do it. Why do they have to do it? Because they feel like they make people like me look bad.
Yeah.
Because all these other people are expecting me to say that. They're expecting me to be like, I wasn't, or they're expecting me to say, I'm not racist, but I've never said I'm not racist, but in my entire
right.
fucking life.
Yeah.
You know, like, I might have said I'm not sexist, but, you know, I might have said, like, I don't victim blame. However.
You know?
I would have said however. Maybe I would have said however.
That's funny.
I'm not
watching,
racist, however.
Watching the Central Park 5 documentary, I have a distinct memory. When that happened, my mother saying, but what woman goes jogging at 10 o'clock at night? Like, you were asking for this. You set yourself up for it. No single woman goes jogging on her own Central Park at 10 o'clock at night. What did you think was going to happen? And I remember agreeing with her because I was, what did that? That was 89 when that happened. I was like 11. And I was like, yeah, that makes total sense. Why would you, I wouldn't go running at 10 o'clock at night. Who does stuff like that? Like, she totally brought this on herself. And no.
Well, I think that brings up issues of entitlement and, like, privilege. And I think, like, if you don't feel entitled to do whatever the fuck you want all the time, then you might be more inclined to do things like that. However, okay, I agree with that because I feel like people generally don't say when you're mugged, like, oh, why are we doing that? But however, I'm thinking, like, if the person was mugged, do you think your mom's response would have been the same? I feel like maybe it would have. Really? Who goes walking at 10 o'clock?
Okay, because now I'm thinking, like, other circumstances where, like, on the news, they'll be like, oh, a 17-year-old male was shot at 3 o'clock in the morning, and my mom will go, what the hell are you doing outside at 3 o'clock in the morning? So she totally would be like, look, everyone needs to be in the house before 10 o'clock. We all need to be asleep, doing right. So, yeah, I could see her kind of,
I think it's, for whatever reason, I felt like, no, people never say that about people. But yeah, we do.
Yeah.
I say, I'm like, why the fuck you left your, why you leave your thing in the car? Why did you leave your laptop in the car? Yeah, your window's gonna get smashed.
Yeah.
I say that all the fucking time.
Yeah.
You know? And they didn't deserve it. But they still didn't deserve it. They still didn't do anything wrong.
Yes.
They still deserve justice. They're wrong there. It doesn't mean that those people shouldn't be accounted for what they did at all.
Yeah.
But some people, and I think that has to do with how much, you know, certain people, you grow up in a certain area, you feel you have to live a certain way. And whether it's right or wrong, I mean, I think that's an interesting conversation, though. I mean,
I felt really guilty, like, even remembering that conversation. I'm like, oh, like, I can't believe we kind of, like, threw it on her. Like, well, you shouldn't have been jogging.
I don't think your mom would have ever said that rapist shouldn't be put in jail. Victim blaming is a really, should that be the subject of this podcast? Because it's a really slippery slope. Basically, that I'm not racist, but, okay, maybe I've said I'm not racist, however, but I was just going to say, like, I don't think victim blaming is right at all. However, there's that whole, you know, Chris Rock sketch, this thing of, like, okay, you know, you're not a whore or whatever, you're not a prostitute, but you're wearing a prostitute's uniform. Mm. You know, like, if a man, and that doesn't mean that anyone has the right to do anything to you. No, that doesn't give them that. However, you are dressed in a way, in a certain uniform that signals certain things. Like, if he saw a police officer, I think he gives the example of seeing a police officer, and, like, he's like, runs up to them for help, and he's like, oh, I'm not a police officer. Right. He'd be like, but you're dressed like a police officer.
If I see a dude in a suit with a briefcase, I'm gonna think, oh, businessman.
We traffic in symbols. We traffic in symbols. We traffic in images. And I'm a proponent of images changing, images meaning different things.
And I think that we, unfortunately, take on a victim role when we say we're not agents who are trying to communicate something. That I'm not a person that reasons about the world, who thinks, oh, it's 10 o'clock, you know, I'm just someone here who needs to be protected all the time. And I should be able to do whatever, you know, think about that. Think about what we just said, that I live in a world with all these other people, but I should be able to do whatever the fuck I want. That's interesting.
In college, I'd see a white girl walking by herself, cutting through like a field. And I think if something happens to her, like, it would only be a white girl that would be that naive that, oh, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I can totally just cut through this field near these dumpsters and nothing's gonna happen to me.
She feels like the world's protecting her, or?
Yeah, no one's gonna hurt me. The world's a great place, but, you know, that's the ultimate thing to touch a white girl. Like, someone's gonna come looking for her. We're like, if you're black, you're just gonna be like, oh, she's black, she's missing. It's whatever.
But here's an interesting point, though. I feel like I've met women, like white women, who are just looking for rape around every corner. Like, I feel like, no, they're so afraid. No, I didn't mean it like that. No, I'm doing that. No, that's terrible. Thanks a lot. No, I didn't mean it like that. I mean, they're, like, so afraid. Mm-hmm. They're afraid in this way that I've never been afraid. That I've never been afraid, that I've never even considered. I don't know if you've encountered these women, but they're just, I feel like they're extraordinarily sensitive. And fearful, and
I feel like I am that woman, not even about everything feels like
I've never gotten that from you. It's more of a, like, I don't want to say this, I'm sound like an absolute dickhead and now white people will hate me too. I feel like it's more of like, I'm so special, everyone wants to, and I'm really projecting on that, like, but it's more of like, I'm this, you know, sparkly gem that must be protected.
You are. Sarah, you are. Did little Emmett Till get killed because he whistled at a white woman?
A thin white woman.
No. A thin white woman.
He whistled at a white woman that white men wanted.
Yeah.
Okay? That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at that.
I'm gonna agree with
white
that.
White men wanted that white woman.
I'm gonna agree with that.
I feel like if I had more of an establishment of that.
Maybe the penalty wouldn't have been death.
It would have just been a cussing out.
Yeah.
Just been like,
what?
Just take it down a notch. We just want to warn you. You know, it would have been a warning.
Yeah.
Oh man, if the woman Emmett still.
So I'll go with that. I'll go with. Yeah, because, well. Okay,
this is terrible. This is absolutely terrible.
We're both going.
This
is absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us for the first slightly bumpy episode of the McNaught Cool podcast. I really hope this show has inspired you to give us many hate clicks. Thank you.